Welcome back to the Empath and Narcissist Podcast, where I share messages about spiritual healing from narcissistic abuse with human design. Because I believe your karmic experience has awakened you to your authentic soul, you just need the map to call your power back. I am your host, Raven Scott, and I'm an author and trauma-informed
spiritual mentor.
Maybe we're focusing too much on right and wrong. Even I speak about knowing your inner authority to make the next right step. But maybe that next step is just another stepping stone. Is it right or wrong? It doesn't matter. I mean, we all want to aim towards what our soul's karmic journey is here, our healing and our evolution, our enlightenment. But I think the human existence is always thinking, oh, this is the right way, this is the wrong way. You know, oh, I made the wrong choice by being with this ex. I was so stupid. I can't believe I did that. I can't believe I fell for that. That's just a lesson. There's nothing wrong about being or falling for a narcissist. What's wrong is beating yourself up about it, right? Because you're moving forward, you've left now, or you realize you need to leave. That's a forward motion. And being able to spring forward off of that through the lessons is the right thing. So it's just re-navigating. You know, I was listening to my Human Design podcast, and the Kabbalah expert was talking about how, you know, our choices in life ultimately want to be guided by spirit. And so if they're guided by spirit, then, you know, you may wake up with one agenda, but, you know, the universe has other ideas for you. And if you're in alignment with your authority, you're in alignment with spirit, and you've taken the time to listen to your intuition and your energy, and you say, you know what, that's not what I'm going to do today. I feel like I'm being pulled towards this. I have no idea why, but that's exactly how so many success stories that I've heard about people saying, you know, it was so odd, but I just heard this small voice to, you know, start blogging about this or start doing that and start researching this. And one day that confusion and mystery will make sense to me in my older, wise years. But what they're doing is they're following their intuition. They're following the universe's guide onto their karmic path, versus the agenda of right or wrong and what we need to do in the world. So the worst thing that you can do is feel guilty, feel negative in those negative vibrations about being with a narcissist, and to start counting your gratitudes. What are you grateful for? Listen to your intuition. Pull yourself out of that negative muck of, I am the victim. I can't believe I did this. I'm so stupid. Pull yourself out through gratitude, through joy, through the, like, elevate your vibration higher, and that is what's going to get you up and out of that cycle. That's what's going to take you on your quote-unquote next right step. Following your strategy is exactly that. You're waiting for spirit to tell you, and then you respond. You're waiting for that still small voice, and you respond to the still small voice. And then that still small voice or universe brings you somebody in your sphere that says, oh my gosh, I can't believe, you know, you have this or that, or you've been thinking about that. I need exactly that as well. And you start to respond to people. You start to respond to opportunities that come your way. That's how to live your life with your strategy. That's how you can find your way out of the muck and the aftermath of any toxic relationship, any trauma, any abuse, any sad situation or disappointment you experience in life. I hope that's helped. That was a channeled message for you here as a survivor, as a strong, highly sensitive empath in this world of vast confusion and black and white ideology. Take care, and remember, always keep your unique light shining. How are you, dear empath? My God, how are you doing during this eclipse and friggin' Mercury retrograde? Today, I wanted to channel a message and just tune in here and share with you through my learning and my imperfection of doing life and feeling really down and discouraged and frustrated and sad and depressed and finding joy in the moments I can with my daughters. I would say that this eclipse has been a fucking roller coaster, and I would bet money on it that it has been for you as well. So I'm here. I am not abandoning you, but if you get my emails, I had sent out an email. I can even read it to you here in this episode later about just announcing that I was just doing so much pushing, so much doing what I was supposed to be doing for the podcast and for my business. And I feel like right now is a strange void, and that's what eclipses do. They actually kind of suck the life out of situations. They kind of create a void. I think in order for us to heal and revisit what we need to actually focus in on energetically, kind of like, you know, when you get sick and you can't literally physically do anything and your body's forced you to lay in bed, I feel like eclipses are that. They're forcing us to emotionally and spiritually lay down and heal and find what was broken or what is painful. And yeah, that's freaking depressing. So as much as I'm giving you a pep talk, I'm also giving myself a pep talk. Like, it's okay. It's depressing. It's not a mental health issue. It's not you're broken. It's not that you're a bad person. It's not that you are completely lost. You're just feeling the waves through the eclipse. I mean, during this eclipse, I felt like, again, quitting the podcast, which I've pulled way back to one episode. So we'll see what happens once everything kind of the energy gets full swing again. And I hate to be so wishy-washy, but you know what? That's my open will center. If you have a white will center, you know the pain that I have of wanting to be so freaking consistent. And I have been actually for years. I really, truly have been consistent, but I've been feeling the energy a lot. So pulling back to one episode a week, trying to reevaluate and bring confidence and authenticity to what am I offering you? I know confidently I have two books I can offer you, and that's what I always try and just focus in on. Everyone else out there makes noise like, oh, you know, as a, you should be a coach. You should be a, you know, you're a role model. You're a 6'2". I'm a role model, right? What does that mean? Oh, that means I feel like the pressure that I should be a coach. I should be a mentor, do workshops, create some type of masterclass for my book, all those different capacities. And I've tried all of them and they have not clicked. So that's another lesson, I guess, or a role model situation is like, it's okay to try and it's okay to fail. And if it doesn't work, then that's more information for you, right? It's more information for me to really focus in on my energies. I've neglected cleaning my house for so long on a regular basis because I've been blogging and producing podcasts 3 to 6 days a week. And I shouldn't do that, right? We shouldn't neglect the earthly duties we have in this world. So all that to say, this eclipse has been really challenging for me as well. What I wanted to do was just channel a message from spirit, and maybe I already kind of did in my own rambling. And I also wanted to share with you about what Mercury, the gate of Mercury, like what energy that is right now as Mercury stations direct. Well, I'm just curious, where is it? What's happening? Where is the energy for us? It's Mercury's in Aries. Aries is a very fire, independent, initiating badass. And so I hope that we all can harness that energy of being a badass. And as well as I pulled the chart for today, the exact time that Mercury goes direct. And it also has a channel. When you have a line connecting two centers, that creates a channel. So it's just a more of an intense energy. So it's connecting the love of spirit and the gate of shock. So we've got Pisces and we've got Aries mixing together to create a channel in this on this day and this energy to move us forward? Like, what have you stopped? What have you reevaluated during Mercury retrograde? What underworld themes, or I guess what themes have been coming up for you while you've been in the underworld or the void of the eclipse? And what are we going to be focusing on forward? So I want to first just take a breath and focus in on channel the message through from spirit. You have been experiencing deep emotional turmoil. You have been experiencing deep mourning and loss of relationships and dreams that you once thought were. You also have been experiencing isolation, feeling alone in this whole world, even though you're surrounded by many people working towards a common goal. You still feel so alone. Your partner doesn't get you. You yourself don't even understand what's going on. You feel so alone. But what you need to do is to, again, pause, lay down, take a deep breath, and be that parent to yourself. Be that lover for yourself. Be that independent person that you need to be. A higher self, truly the higher self. Call in your soul, because right now your ego is feeling all the negative vibrations of this isolation, sadness, and loss. Call in your higher self. See if you can channel in your purpose and or why the fuck am I here? See if you can listen and tune into a beautiful message. If that is going to a body of water, if that is laying down in your bed, sitting in your yoga retreat room, going to a temple, going to a tree, a wise tree, to be able to hear the message. Don't go quickly. Take your time. Don't rush through it. Don't be self-conscious about who sees you and who's around. Block it all out. This one life in this incarnation is here for you. Don't be afraid to do the weird things that you were meant to do here. Don't be afraid to tune into your soul's self. No matter what your situation, being locked in the negative spiral of the dark vortex is not where you should be. It's not where you're supposed to be. Your higher self, your spirit guides, your angels, everyone supporting you in your team knows that you belong higher. You belong freer. You belong more powerful, and you are more powerful than you even know. And the people who've been attacking you, the weird dreams you've been having, the depression and the sadness that you've been experiencing, those are bringing up the surface of things that you need to discard, you need to shed in order to fly higher, to level up, and to spiritually awaken and or develop further into your more enlightened state. It's easy to remain in the lower vibration. It truly is easy. Your ego loves it. Your ego loves to get the attention or the compassion or, yeah, attention. Really to get the attention of your suffering. But your suffering is here to surface and for you to release. And then to rise up. Getting the attention about how and what you're doing to rise up or your unique light and gift here, that is the proper attention. That is the attention you want. I get the sense that a lot of you listening desire to stay in the state of, but he did this and she did that. I know. I as well have. This eclipse is calling you to rise out of that. Our vibration truly attracts same vibration. So if you keep attracting these conflicts or these patterns, evaluate, hey, I keep not saying something. I keep saying yes, or I keep just going along with the flow and getting this over and over. What do you need to do that's different moving forward so that that pattern shifts? You shift out of whatever generational curse that you're stuck in. There's so much subconscious driving us. Can you wake up? Can this depression, this mourning, this sadness, this loss shock you out? Shock you out of the loss, shock you out of the numbness, being a zombie? Can it shock you into waking up into your talent, your gift, into your light? Wake up. Open your eyes when it shocks you. Don't keep them closed. And turn onto a different path. Shifting and pivoting is exactly what you need right now. Even if you're doing the same thing, just as I am still doing the podcast, I'm shifting my energy and I'm doing something different with it. Something more authentic, something more caring and more channeled, which is embracing my freakish spiritual obsession and connection. And connection to my higher soul self in helping others heal. Let this be your intention. So be it, and so it is. This chart of Mercury stationing is projector energy. It is wise. It is a guide. It is not a consistent doing energy. So this is, again, another really interesting thing about it being a void of maybe that consistent energy that you once had. It's okay. It's not going to stay a projector, right? Whoever's born in this energy, of course, is a projector. But even projectors amplify, and they do so much, like so much, by amplifying the sacrals of those around them. So this also has an open solar plexus. So again, the bigger emotions are, you're amplifying the emotions of the collective or of those around you, which can be really overwhelming and difficult because we're all coming out of the underworld from the eclipse and the Mercury retrograde, to be honest, because it all felt like the same thing. It's just a lot of energy to be dealing with. And we have the incarnation cross of the left angle cross of alignment. That is the gate 27, subconscious gate 19 mixture with the gate 28 earth and gate 33. That is whenever the incarnation cross is like a major theme. It's combining unconscious and conscious sun energy, which is how you project out to the world, and the unconscious and conscious earth energy is how you ground into the earth and this body. And the left angle cross of alignment, I will share with you. I'm sharing with you this Mercury retrograde stationing on April 25th, 2024. And of course, if you're listening to this not on the day, it really still kind of, I feel like this channeling really can apply to you, and it can help you just deepen and understand how the energy of human design works. So that's why I'm just sharing with you a glimpse of the energy as an example to help you understand. It stationed at 5:54 a.m. Pacific time. So that's how I pulled the chart in the Los Angeles, United States area. So you could pull a chart for where you live and see if the energies are different. But this is for the Los Angeles area. And it's at 15 degrees and 58 minutes of Aries. So I wanted to share that with you before I ventured away to look up the incarnation cross of alignment. I am not a perfection expert. I am still learning. But I've obviously pulled this chart up before because of some other research I did. So maybe someone who I just read their chart. I don't know. See, so I'm still experimenting. And I would love to do chart readings for others. It's just, I'm learning. I'm still learning. So the gate 27 is in the sacral, as that's what we talked about, right? 27 and 28 is on the conscious side. So nourishment of physical and emotional, spiritual levels. So embracing the alignment energy in your body helps you navigate life's struggles while maintaining a nurturing outlook towards yourself and others. This is a welcomed energy, to be honest, because I have not been feeling very nurturing to myself or others. I've been feeling very disappointed of myself and others. But this energy gives us the capacity for solitude and reflection. Amazing. That's what we need for spiritual awakenings and growth. And it really leads to deep insights. So that's why when I saw the channel and I saw this incarnation cross and everything, I was like, this is a spiritual awakening. This is a deeper leveling up spiritual awakening, Mercury stationing. What have you discovered in your eclipse? And it's going to unfold over the months. It's not going to be like, oh, I have the light bulb right now. And that's the thing I've been trying to brace about my uniqueness and my light is I bring clarity to foggy moments. I also have the ability to step and walk through the fog, not knowing exactly where I'm going, as well as having this capacity to lead and be a leader, an example with the Incarnation Cross of Dominion. So whatever you've experienced in the past, whatever came up through the eclipse in Mercury retrograde, your experiences are deeply influenced by your ability to navigate your own needs and emotions. So that's why I was talking about, I guess that's why I channeled. I wasn't talking. I was channeling this need for, I guess, deep self-care, which is really tuning into your higher self and your spirit guides. Because you need to tune into your own needs and emotions. Stop worrying about what others need, especially if that person is not emotionally capable of caring for your needs. And then all of a sudden, you know, this whole time you've been worrying about their needs and not yours. And no one's worrying about your needs. They are not. You are not. So then you're left depressed, upset, empty, unfulfilled, and all the horrible negative vibrations. So you need to focus now on your needs, your emotions. What do you need in this life? That's why I love how it's in Aries too. Aries is so independent. I love this energy. And if you have your sun in the first house, you may relate. If you have your sun in Aries, or any planet in Aries, you are going to relate to this feeling of like, fuck everyone. Like, I can do this. I can do this on my own and I need nobody. That's kind of the energy of Aries, the warrior, the, god of war, independent, initiating. It's a fire energy. So this is a beautiful, beautiful energy for Mercury to land in for you, especially you're locked in this heavy negative vibe cycle. You need that spark. You need that shock, which is where Mercury, the Mercury is in gate 51 shock, to shock you out of that cycle and to boost you up and out of it. Do you remember that show? You probably do because I'm in my 40s. So if you're in your 40s and above, you remember the show Care Bears. Maybe also in your 30s. I don't know when it stopped. There's definitely like a late 80s, early 90s show, The Care Bears. I just went to Miniso, the store. It's like a little Asian convenience store, but there's like also like I don't know. They have collectibles, they have makeup, they have all these weird random things that you feel like you need when you're in there, but you really don't. And so the very front and center display panel was all Care Bears. And I was like, oh my God, the Care Bears. And they all would stand together and they would put their chests out and then they would shine their color out and make a rainbow. And like, that's how they magically conquered like whatever evil was in the episode. And so that really reminds me of that. It's like, we all have to shine our light out so we can collectively get up out of the dark, heavy negative vibrations. And this is helping me talk to you because it's helping me get out of my dark, depressed emotions and feelings by pumping my chest out and speaking and recording a podcast episode. So thanks for listening and thanks for being here. So let's describe the gate 51, which is in Aries. It's called shock. And the reason I'm explaining this is because Mercury is in gate 51 today as Mercury stations. And this will explain to you how when you see a number on your chart next to a planet, how it can apply other than the sun, because there's so many different other nuances throughout your chart, depending on what gate is next to which planet. So we know Mercury is all about communication, thinking, what is it called? Like the internet, technology, any type of way to send messages, communicate, think, talk. That's Mercury. Books, all the things. Studying. So it is in the gate 51 of shock in Aries, and this the I Ching is called the arousing. And I am reading from my second book, Empath's Guide to Rising Strong, a Human Design Guidebook for Self-Discovery on page 165. If you have it, you can follow along. So when I first opened this and I read it, I was like, yeah, I've been feeling this for sure. The shadow, because there's a gene key. Is it Richard Rudd? I'm just popping off the top of my head. I think that's who created the gene key. It pulls from all the gates in human design. So the shadow of this gate, which I love how he described in the gene keys, is agitation. That's all I've been feeling lately, is agitated. Agitated at myself, agitated at new ventures, new partners, agitated at my partner, agitated at the world, at life, at random people. Just so much agitation. And I've been noticing it, and it's really been making me upset and like almost cry a lot. But the gift through this lesson is initiative. The very Aries, right? Initiative. What are you going to do or say to stop the agitation? And then the enlightenment is awakening. That's spiritual awakening. So it's referred to the gate of shock or arousing. It is located in the will center because this will center is the center for willpower. So some of us, we may need a boost of that because we have this undefined, it's not circled, it's not in our chart anywhere. And also our will center may be white. So we feel a consistent pulse of willpower and we're amplifying. And so this gate is shock because it's associated with the energy of awakening, surprise. You may shock a lot of people with what you say or do, and or you may be receiving, right? You probably shock a lot of people when you have this defined, when you have it colored in, it's in your chart. It's like, boom, I just said that. Boom, I just did that. And they're like, what the, what? You know, and it could be a good shock. It could be a bad shock. Like I said, if it's in the shadow, you're constantly irritating or agitating people. If you don't have it defined, then you're feeling that constant agitation from the outside energy. You're amplifying that. But there's a surprise. Sometimes you just have this really pleasant ability to surprise people or awaken them or say something that's completely taboo or out of the ordinary or out of the box. And you kind of like communicate and you awaken others around you when you have this defined. So, and especially it being next to Mercury, everything you think about and do is not that everything, but you have a consistent pattern of shocking people with your words and how your communications. And this is important because shock brings revelation.
Shock brings that awakening. It brings a change, a pivot, a shift from being a zombie into being that, you know, to be on the next step, path forward. And in this little preview that I share with you in the beginning of the podcast, it's this this next step. Is it right or wrong? It doesn't matter. You know, the universe and our higher self is going to keep re-navigating us towards the correct or the destined path, I want to say. We're not going to say right or correct because it may not be that, right? It's not black or white. So this gate, you know, the communications you'll be receiving or hearing will be arousing awareness. It's about communicating in a way that gets people's attention. Surprising communication suggests that you may have the ability, if you have this defined, to convey information or ideas in a way that shocks or surprises others. You'll be receiving and giving awakening insights, often involving the potential for those revelations. Your words or actions may trigger moments of clarity and realization in those around you. And this is for all of us, defined or undefined, because it's in the collective cosmos energy right now. Challenging the status quo, the energy of this gate can manifest as a desire to challenge the status quo and question established beliefs and norms. It really is here to encourage growth, inspire change, to reveal hidden truths. And I want to give you this affirmation for all of us in Gate 51. With the power to awaken and inspire, I embrace the gift of surprising communication, catalyzing moments of revelation and transformation in myself and others. The Will Center is connected to the heart chakra. So I hope that you open your heart to love, compassion, and connection, radiating kindness to all beings. Now, this is in the chart, has a connection, and you can see the chart. I'll put it on the website, on the blog. It has that gate connecting love of spirit in the identity center and gate 51, which is talking about, and connected to in the will center. Now, if we take a look at the actual chart, 51 is in both the subconscious and the conscious energy. So it's next to Mercury in the conscious. And it's the north node, right? We have north node in Aries in the unconscious. So that connects to the conscious. The definition of gate 25 is in the conscious line because it's black. So it's on the right of the body graph. And that is next to Neptune. So we've got that fog of Neptune, the deep, dark, cloudy, foggy sea, but that's also Pisces energy. And that's exalted because Neptune and Pisces are in deep connection. Neptune rules Pisces. Pisces is all about spirituality, the dream world, the fog, the cloud. And this gate 25 is the love of spirit. So what does this channel mean? I'm going to read this to you from one of my favorite books by Karen Curry, Understanding Human Design, The New Science of Astrology, Discover Who You Really Are. And this channel is called Initiation. This channel is mystical, Pisces connecting to shock. It is totally projected. It is not doing. It's not connected to the throat. It's not speaking. It's just a projected energy. You don't have to do anything to be initiated. Life initiates you. Initiation in this channel is will-based in the will center. The willpower of the 2551 is less about willpower in the traditional sense and more about having the will to survive the initiation. Initiation can be shocking, dramatically life-altering. And of course, unexpected. But the initiation here is always about bringing the individual closer to spirit. Sometimes we call this the channel of the shaman or priestess. The shaman and the priestess have to die, quote unquote, to the ego before they can emerge into their wisdom. This energy is archetypally located here in the will center connected to the identity center. On a more practical note, the channel can be very competitive or not. Interesting. Remember, in human design, energies are thematic. That means that people who have this energy defined stir up competition in others, but are not necessarily competitive. In fact, sometimes they are not competitive at all, but others definitely compete with them. Simply by being present in the energy field, the geometry and the matrix, the 2551 will radiate initiation, and it is amplified by others. They do not have to seek it. They will never find it. It is projected. Think about like a projection light out, your energy out. It comes to them and then shocks them into spirit. Or if you're in the low vibration, bitterness. So this really is a tumultuous one, right? Because we can stay in agitation and bitterness, or we can shift up and out and be in this space of divine wisdom, divine spirituality as a shaman or priestess. I mean, I would think that's always my goal, but or our goal, but it may not be. I'm sure if you're listening to this, it may very well be. So just, again, I would say seek your higher self. Seek that wisdom from the spirit world in order to really gain that wisdom in that Mercury stationing. Whatever you've been experiencing and all the random people from your past or random topics coming up or feeling blamed. We've got also the profile 5-1 in this chart. And a lot of you have profile 5 in your chart, and as well as profile 6 and 4. There's something about the interpersonal where there's a lot of blaming and projection towards you, and it's not fun. I think 3 also, because 3 is part of the division of the 6. Like, there's a theme if you have 3 in your profile. We're all kind of feeling a little bit of like everyone projecting their mistakes onto us and blaming us, which happens a lot when you're with a narcissist. And so don't absorb that, I guess, is what I'm trying to get at with this whole projection field. That's their own idea. That's their own thoughts. That's not something that you need to take on. Remember, you need to be selfish right now and focus in on what are your needs and what do your emotions need? Do you need to go for a walk? Do you need to journal? Do you need to talk it out with a friend? Do you need to record a podcast to get it out? It seems like when I talk to you guys, it all just kind of makes sense and projects out of me. And I'm able to kind of relieve my sadness or confusion. Even though my inner authority is sacral, it is not ego projected or something I have to talk out. I think in general, though, it is nice to talk things out. So I think I'm going to just leave you with that. You know, and one more tiny caveat to help you also understand the energies of how this works. In this chart, Mercury in gate 51 has a 0.1 after it. And if you're looking at it and you've already been asking yourself, what does that 0.1 mean? Let me share with you in the black on the right next to Mercury. That means that is the first line of the I Ching. All of the numbers after it goes through 1 through 6 represent the I Ching. And so what we're experiencing with Mercury going direct in the gate of shock is like, okay, I got it. I got this new information. It's quite shocking. It's quite surprising. Let's investigate about it now. Because 0.1 is the investigating line. They're researching, diving deep, going through all this information, going down the rabbit hole of investigating in order to bring clarity to make sense about what you just received. So there it is. There is your Mercury going direct human design analysis. The left angle cross of alignment, really focus in on your needs and emotions and connect to your higher self. Take some time, tune in, and be like a Care Bear. And even if you're feeling sad and depressed, find a way to shine your rainbow color out into the world. Shine your unique light out. I will read the email that I sent out on a recording and post that for you for another day, so that way you've got a little bit more support from me rather than just this one whole episode. All right, I'll make sure I record another one for you next Thursday. And as always, keep your unique light shining. Thank you so much for tuning in today's podcast. Don't forget to share it with a friend and tag me on Instagram at Empath and the Narcissist Podcast. And if you're feeling extra generous, subscribe to the podcast and write a review. You can grab my books, Empath and the Narcissist, on Amazon, and Empath's Guide to Rising Strong, which has a whole bunch of human design details in it. If you're wondering what in the world is going on in my chart, how do I read this? All those are in the link in the show notes. Until next time, keep your unique light shining. We're broken, it's tragic. We're not all elastic, but maybe there's magic. Believe you could have it. And I know of sadness, the anxious.